All right, welcome in, folks, to another installment of the Can We Take It podcast. I'm your co-host, Mike, and with me, as always, Chuck. What's going on, man?
You hear me? You get me?
You know what I'm saying?
Not much.
The internet is just hilarious with these new viral sensations between the Oilers girl from the hockey game and now the Hawk Tua girl. Like, hilarious shit going on.
And the monkey that goes, oh, no.
Dude, it's
I was
so
just
funny.
Getting used to the monkey going, oh, no. And then Hawk Tua girl came in.
Yeah. So funny. What you been up to, man? Been catching any good shows lately? I know we're not going to talk about the College World Series because I ain't going there.
Watching a lot of sports. Watch the Stanley Cup Game 7. The Euros and Copa America.
That's going on.
So, been, pretty much watching football from morning to evening. So, like there's the games at 11, 2, 5, and 8, like, every day.
Yeah.
It's going to scale back a little bit because the Euros group round concluded today. So,
yeah.
When I was in Florida, I put money on France and then the Netherlands to win. Neither one of them looks strong in the group, but they're both advanced, so we'll see.
There's a good chance of that, yeah.
But, I mean, France got second in the World Cup to Argentina, so well, hopefully they can win, but
we'll see why not.
Nah.
Stanley Cup was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great. Yeah. Panthers almost dumped the bet on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost went, oh, that's got to suck being the Oilers coming back from 3-0 down and then losing in game 7.
So crazy. Yeah.
The last 5 minutes were intense, though.
Oh, yeah. The Oilers were storming back. I mean, so many shots on goal. It was insane. Yeah.
What do you and then with watching some shows,
there's a lot going on TV wise. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to mention what's coming out, like,
yeah,
you know, here soon and what just came out. So I'm trying to wrap up in between all the sports, wrap up some shows, finally wrapped up the Big Door Prize on Apple TV second season, which ended like probably a month or so ago, but I watched the last two episodes today. It's really actually a pretty brilliant show. It's nothing like can't miss, but it's an interesting kind of, it kind of relates in a much, much different kind of story than Dark Matter, which is another thing I'm watching, but it's like basically there are certain decision points in your life which can go and which can move the needle in one direction or another. But Dark Matter kind of explores that, and then like in multiple different lives that the person can go into, but in the Big Door Prize it's more of like there's this machine and it gives them kind of like what they're meant to do, and then they kind of as they're trying to switch over to that, they find these inflection points in their life that kind of sent it in a different direction. And so they're like really kind of trying to understand what to do and who they are. But it doesn't got many big, it's got the guy, the main guy character from Bridesmaids in it.
Yeah, Chris O'Dowd.
O'Dowd.
Yeah.
And he's really good. But no other, any recognizable actors, but it's pretty good. It's worth throwing on. And then started watching Sugar with Colin Farrell.
That's another Apple one. Yep.
Yeah, unfortunately I started with episode 4 because that's where Blanca was, but it was really good, so now I need to go back and watch more.
Yeah, you were telling me it was like a kind of a noir detective, but like in like the 20s or 30s, right, where it's like they like break the third wall and they're like openly narrating their thoughts. Like that is amazing. Yeah,
that was really cool.
Like Black Dahlia type, Dame
had
like detective shit.
She had legs for days, and you know, it's just like it's just that third wall, like inside of his head, which is really great. Cool. So
I gotta watch that one. That one looks good. Yeah,
yeah. And he's got Colin Farrell's got the Penguin coming out in September on Max.
And I think the trailer for that just dropped. It looks pretty good.
That's the only reason I know I saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, what are you watching besides what we're going to talk about today?
I've been watching quite a few things, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, House of the Dragon we'll get to. I started watching Presumed Innocent on Apple TV with the Gyllenhaal. And that's actually really good. I always liked Jake Gyllenhaal. I bought stock in him earlier. Jackie doesn't like him because he broke up with Taylor Swift, but we're not going to go down that route.
Well, we know your thoughts on Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I won Gyllenhaal on that divorce. But it's great. It's about a prosecutor in the city of Chicago who gets accused of murdering his former lover that he had an affair with. So it looks pretty interesting. And then The Boys just started back up again on Amazon Prime. And it's another ridiculous, crazy season. Not as good as the last couple of seasons, but it's getting there. I think they're building up to it. But there's only like four episodes left.
Okay. Is this going to be the last season?
No, I think next season is the last season. So season five is when they'll reportedly be done with it. But we'll see.
Gotcha.
And then been watching Clipped on Hulu FX about the downfall of Donald Sterling and the LA Clippers, and that is wild. It's not the greatest FX Hulu show. I mean, we know there's Fargo and a lot of others out there, but it's interesting to watch. Man. And I'm watching it for Ed O'Neill because, you know, obviously Married with Children and Modern Family, and he's playing Donald Sterling, and they haven't done great with the casting for the rest of the characters. Like Lawrence Fishburne is Doc Rivers, and he's kind of like Doc Rivers. But Blake Griffin and all these other like guys that were in that like moment, horrible casting in my opinion. But it's pretty wild.
Right, I guess, you know, I think Showtime on HBO set the bar for casting lookalikes. Because the guy who plays Magic Johnson, the guy who plays Kareem, it's unreal. Like
Adrian Brody. Jerry West,
Pat Riley. It's insanely, insanely perfect casting in that
show. The bar
show
is high.
So, I mean, you know, FX Hulu, which does great stories, it doesn't, I mean, they probably didn't put in much as casting as Lakers one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the epitome, though, of like the NBA franchises. The Lakers are on. The show's called Showtime. They're on HBO Max, and the dynasty, and then the Clippers one is about Donald Sterling and his
the curse,
hatred for minorities and lover of like younger women, I guess.
Yeah, it's you know, it's super interesting with, you know, the budget of some of these shows, because, you know, FX gets they also get like American Crime Story, where they did the one about O.J. Simpson's run. And like the casting in that was relatively good. It's kind of hard to see Cuba as O.J. Simpson, but everybody else, But and they even did the one about Monica Lewinsky and Clinton. Like they can pull in all these actors and actresses and do these roles. It's just depends on who's, you know, how much they plan on putting into it. But it's interesting. I'll keep watching. There's only two episodes left.
Oh, they could have got Blake Griffin to play Blake Griffin.
They could have. I don't know what he's doing now. But, yeah, man, that's what I got going on between that. And I'm starting The Young Pope on HBO. Two episodes into that. It's just Jude Law. It's like the first American Pope. It's super weird. It's kind of like The Regime that Marcus tried to get us to watch. You don't really know what's going on, but like there's all these people in it. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's interesting concept, but the main focus really is on House of Cards. I mean, we're two episodes in. House of the Dragon. Jesus, people.
Yeah.
House of the Dragon. We're two episodes in and it's wild. But I don't know if you got anything else.
No, I was just going to ask you, with the regime, how far did you get?
Oh, two episodes.
Yeah, that's when I stopped. guess we should ask Marcus if he finished it.
I think he did.
What he thought, or look and see, because you know some series just have really kind of rocky beginnings, but I just wasn't that interested in the first two episodes that I saw. So
wasn't hooking me. Yeah, I missed it.
You know, and kind of we haven't watched The Acolyte yet on Disney Plus, but a friend of mine is a big Star Wars guy. Like was ready to give up after four episodes, and like he said, the first four were not good. And I don't know if he ever did. I meant to ask him, but you know, it's like okay, well, if a Star Wars lover doesn't think it's that good, then
am I gonna like it? Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, and we got the Bear coming up. Dropping all episodes tomorrow, I think.
Nope, in T-minus 1 hour. It's coming out today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, full season drop of The Bear on Hulu tonight at 8 p.m. Central Time, which is an hour from now for us. But, yeah, we were just talking about some guys at the office about that and how, you know, they just started season one. And it's like, oh, you have no idea how great the show is about to be. Yeah. So, it'll be interesting to see how season three is going to go. I'm going to try really hard not to blow through the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't think I will. Maybe I'll try to watch one episode.
Yeah.
Like today, but I don't like blowing through it. You know, we've had this debate years ago on the show around
tons. Yeah.
Around this concept week by, and that's what I really think that's, you know, what we've been watching lately has been a lot of, you know, like a lot of my favorite shows of the year, you know, with Shogun, Fargo. I can't remember, was Tokyo Vice the main, was I think it was week by week. Yeah, it was just week by week, but it was on Max only, right? Which is fine for us.
Yeah, streaming only on Thursdays. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I think it just makes it, especially if you got a whole lineup of shows, like it, just have them once a week, and then you can kind of like, all right, tonight we're gonna watch this. Tonight we're gonna watch this. When you get the drop, you end up just like said, you're gonna watch like four of them in a row.
Yeah,
and then I don't know. I just like to space it out. Maybe we, you know, we have to figure out how we're gonna talk about The Bear. Probably, like maybe break it into little segments, but.
To savor the flavor. I mean, it's already an established show. So do you really have to push for that Emmys, you know, those nominations for the Emmys if it's already like well known? But we've debated a number of times. We'll have to go back into it. I'm not a fan of the full drop, but yeah. I am looking forward to that show. We'll talk about concept and structure for when we talk about The Bear, and reflect back on the first two seasons, but that's coming out tonight. There is a new show coming to, I think it's Peacock. I don't know how good it's going to be, but it's called Those About to Die. And Anthony Hopkins plays Caesar in Rome. And it's like a gladiator story. And it's got Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the second highest, top billing in the show. So, should be interesting. Only Murders in the Building season four comes out in 2 months, and then The Penguin is in September. So besides all of that, College Football 25 is dropping in 19 days, and can't wait.
You pre-ordered, right?
So oh yeah, I pre-ordered.
We pick it up on the 19th?
If you pre-ordered, you get it 3 days early.
So like I could go to, I bought it on Best Buy. I just go to the store on the 16th or.
That's a good question. You'll have to look at that. You bought a physical copy or a digital copy?
Physical.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Physical. You may have to wait till the 19th because I bought a digital copy on the PlayStation store and I know I get it 3 days early.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do digital. I like the old school disc.
You know, I am that way. I started buying digital games. I don't think I can go back. It loads so much faster. I don't have to get up and put in a new disc to play the game. I think digital swung me. It's pretty crazy. You just have to have a ton of storage space.
Well, yeah, but when I get the NCA, I'm not going to need to change the disc because that's the only game that's going to be in there.
One disc. But, you may as well tape off the CD drive. Well, yeah.
You know, it's funny because I bought a FIFA MLB The Show and Road to the Masters, like the PGA Tour game. And that's all I play is a golf game. It's
oh, nice.
Insanely yeah. fun. Like,
nice.
So I worked my way up through the minor league tours, and now I'm on the PGA Tour.
Nice.
So, yeah, played way too many hours of that already.
Just it's prepping, fun, man.
You know, I'm prepping, like, you know, my fingies and wrists for yeah. college football. So
yeah, you got to get the reflexes back. You got to yeah. get the hand eye coordination. It's yeah, college football is going to be intense. I mean, playing online against people is going to be nuts. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get on the league from
yes.
the guy that I know in Chicago.
Game on.
So
yeah.
If yeah, so I'll yeah. work on that one.
Yeah, watch out, people. Back. We may be doing a Twitch stream where we are playing live against each other. That would be interesting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and just a little note before we start talking about Hot D, S2. Hot D's too. We are going to create a TikTok channel where we're going to put clips of our show. So
that's right.
Once I figure out how to do that,
Chuck's taking over the marketing account. So that's perfect.
No, you just manage the Instagram, yeah. and I'll try to get into the TikToks.
Deal. But yeah, man.
So Hot D. Two episodes in.
Yeah.
Second episode was like the length of a major motion picture.
It was an hour and a half. Yeah. I made it halfway through the show. I fell asleep. Like, I was 45 minutes in and I zonked. Yeah. Like not for lack of a good show. I was just so tired and didn't realize it was a movie. Yeah. It's a great start to the season. I'm surprised. Yeah.
Pretty amazing. You know, watching the first one, because I didn't watch them back to back. I watched the first one a couple days ago.
Yeah.
It was more for me like playing catch up and trying to figure out who was who. And then by the end of the first episode, when they're like cutting off a child's head,
yeah.
then I. Now, by the time I had like adjusted to that, I finally figured out, or but by the time I adjusted to who everybody was, there was a child being beheaded. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it is a George R. R. Martin in Game of Thrones, so it was came of the territory. But I thought the second episode was one of the best. You know, even just going through the whole Game of Thrones stuff, it was really good. Like,
yeah.
And I think, like, it makes you just the opening music. I mean, when it hits, it's just there's a certain number of shows. And, you know, what comes to mind for me is, you know, House of the, or like any of the Game of Thrones, Succession, White Lotus,
yeah,
like just the hard hitting opening music. The first season of True Detective,
oh yeah,
just like the intro with the music, and Game of Thrones is like probably the longest one, and it just never like I just like I'm like wiener we like oh the whole like
same.
For like 5 minutes, and like that's all this in my head, but it's. Yeah. It's just something that gets you like in the mood, and
yeah.
kind of brought me back to why I liked it, even though I don't watch any other shows like that.
Yeah.
But I mean, just so much is happening, right?
There's a lot. I mean, just trying to remember all the things that happened last season.
Yeah.
And like picking up basically with like everybody's dealing with Lucerys getting killed because of Aemond, and like
yeah,
Rhaenyra's in mourning, and everybody's like, oh, we got to do it. And it's like a bunch of people who were just like bloodthirsty. And like the whole first two episodes are basically like everybody's like, whoa, hold on a second. Like Otto Hightower's like, guys, let's let's take a beat, let's be political about this. And everybody's like, yeah. No, we're going to war, man. Like, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It's the it's the political intrigue versus the thirst for violence. And I mean, it goes back to Game of Thrones. It's always one house against another. In this case, it's really the same house against each other. And I think, this in the whole lore of Game of Thrones, this leads to like the downfall of the Targaryens is what the story will lead to, where you have Daenerys and then the brother, like the only remaining ones, because they're just, you know, I mean, you think about dragon, fiery, and, you know, I think we're going to come to a culmination where it's going to be, you know, just a bunch of dragon fighting, not saying that in like in a bad way, but
no,
it's family versus family. And then you've got, you know, and it kind of made me think too, like the Hightowers here, like they're just like people waiting in the wings. Right. And then, you know, in episode two, we started seeing, you know, more of them going out, and we saw it towards the end of season one, but trying to get the different, you know, houses on their side. And here they was really cool. One of my favorite parts in this one was they went to Winterfell.
Yes.
And they went to the wall, and you get to see, you know, the wall again, which was like a big part. And winter was coming for 7 years, you know.
Yeah.
So
I got to see some Stark ancestors, and like, oh, well, when Aegon first came here, he had a dragon. So appreciate you not coming in and like bullying me into this, like super politically driven stuff. I do appreciate that about this season, is because, you know, Game of Thrones for so long was all this political maneuvering shit, and we got very little dragons until like the last 2-3 seasons for the most part. And now it's like a solid blend of like politics with like Otto Hightower doing his thing, and Alicent trying to hook it up with Sir Cole, and then you've got the dragons as well. And I think we're all waiting for the big battle where like Daemon takes on Aemond and all these things. And is that going to happen this season? I don't know, but there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, like how many seasons are we going to have? When, you know, what's the timeline going to lay out?
Like, I forgot that that Daemon had kids with Laena Valerian.
Yeah.
And it's Baela and Rhaena. And I was like, they exist. There's like, he has like 12 kids. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I'm like, and even with in the first episode with the little boy that was killed, I was like, wait, whose son is that? Is it Aegon's son, or is that Olivia Cook's sons? Like, what's the blonde girl's queen? It's the, you know, like in
Olivia Helena.
Helena is queen regent, like Cersei was, you know, like, but we did get some brothers in this episode. We got, you know, like a brother fighting. We got Eric versus Eric.
So great. The Eric Bowl.
Eric Bowl was awesome.
So and good.
I think that's what, you know, with this whole series is you have the kind of talking drama and the also the big special effects battles, right? Yeah. And I mean, you saw in Game of Thrones, and you know, each season you have, you know, like Hard Home, you know, where they're getting Jon Snow leading the wildlings out, you know.
Yeah.
Like, and then you get the one where the like dragons are roasting people, and you get the battle in I think the first or second season, like on King's Landing, you know, and you see Tyrion like in the war, like just bodies and shit flying all around. And, I mean, it's just, and he's the one with that little green like liquid that lights everything on fire, you know, and just you see like the intelligence and the violence of war. And there's always someone that wants to go to war. There's always someone that wants to talk it through. And, you know, Aegon wants to go to war. And, you know, it's funny because they're like, he killed, you know, I want vengeance. He killed my son. Well, y'all just killed another, like,
yeah.
they're getting, they just got vengeance for what you just did, right?
Yeah. Oh, like, you wanted an eye for an eye in season one, and now it's a son for a son. But the second that happens, just because it's a baby and they cut his head off, like, don't get me wrong, that was fucked up. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty brutal when I was watching it. I was like, oh, yeah.
You just hear like the saw.
Yeah. Like... Yeah. You're talking about big battles and stuff. You know, that's the one thing I want more from the show is, you know, the history of all this stuff is very, to some degree, well documented by George or Martin. And, you know, in Game of Thrones, they had the Battle of the Blackwater, right?
Yeah.
Where like Tyrion became like a war hero.
Yeah.
I want more battle names. Like, give me like Battle of the whatever. Like, start throwing some, like when I think Daemon went to the Iron Islands and took on the Crab King. That was like the Battle of like something. Like, give me more of that. Like, I want historical stuff, but yeah, the Eric Bowl with the two brothers, I was telling you in the office, you know, it's a lot like the Clegane Bowl with the Hound versus the Mountain. And I think they're realizing like, oh, we have these aspects that we can really use to our advantage, other than just incest. Because it's hilarious how like all of that shit comes up between like Aegon and Helena are like brother and sister, and yet they're king and queen. Typical like Targaryen shit, but still hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you had, you know, I don't know if I remember them from season one, but Adam and Alan, who were going to fight with the Sea Snake.
Yes.
So, I can't remember if we saw them in the first season, but we've got, you know, the first two episodes really good are just kind of setting up to what's to come, right? And now Daemon, after his plan to kill Aemon backfires and they kill the little kid, and Rhaenyra knows what happened, and Daemon kind of goes off like on a solo mission to pout, and I think what we're all going to find out, just to start murdering people.
Just slaughter. Yeah. Just taking his revenge out on whoever he can get. Yeah.
And, you know, in this episode, we have, we haven't talked about it yet, but with, you know, Otto Hightower was Viserys's hand, and it's Aegon's hand, and Aegon was the Mad King, right? That they talked about from Game of Thrones.
Aegon the First, yes.
So, I mean, you're seeing that, like, he just wants war. And Hightower basically says, like, you're an idiot. And Aegon's like, you're my father's king. You're not your hand. You're not my hand. And give me the pen. Basically fires him. And in very classic corporate America fashion, Christian Cole is promoted to hand through sexual favors, nepotism, craziness. Let's talk about Christian Cole for a second.
Oh yeah, one quick re-edit. The Mad King was Aerys the Second, which is later. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Aegon the First is the first conqueror. Aegon the Conqueror. So he's the one that took over Westeros. Yeah, from Valyria. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so Sir Cole.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Mr. Cole?
Well, he went from like the most liked character of the show to the most hated. I mean, the guy's getting death threats in real life over a TV show. But the dude was getting himself, he was having himself a Midnight Delight snack while the baby's head was getting cut off, and then proceeds to blame everybody else but himself.
Yeah.
And now he's the hand, supposedly. I think the guy's in over his head, and he's gonna wind up either getting himself killed because Aegon's gonna get mad at him and cut his head off, or he's gonna wind up getting killed by somebody else. I think ultimately he's got like one of the worst endings in the season coming. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so. Like, I think he's just, you know, it's such an interesting arc that he's gone from, like, basically just sleeping with, what's Olivia Cooke's character's name?
Allison.
Allison. Allison. And just, well, not, I don't know, sleeping with her at times, just eating her out.
Yeah.
90% of the time.
That's all there is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's derelict in his duty of guarding the baby's room. They get killed, and Aegon, rightly so, first questions, where were you? He's like, I was in bed. Like, and this got to come back. You know, I mean, and you know, it's interesting, though, that, like, Christian Cole was spared, where Aegon kills the guy who did it, the rat.
Yeah.
You know, poisoner,
the rat catcher,
like every yeah. all the rat catchers in the realm,
yeah,
hangs them. But none of the Night's Watch, who are their sworn protectors, and no one is around, gets like any catches any slack, right?
Yeah.
Plus, the queen goes into the room and sees them fucking, like,
yeah.
You know, and knows the secret. That's got to come back to haunt them at some point.
I think it will. I think it will. Because, dude, Sir Cole screwed up not watching the kid, and he's banging the king's mom. Like, which you have to remember that, like, Allison is, like, King Aegon's mom, and she hasn't aged since, like, the second half of last season, which is hilarious.
Yeah, but Rhaenyra is aging. Like,
yeah, I mean, she's the one aging.
They both are different actors, but even Rhaenyra, yeah, they've aged her, and, like, Allison looks, like, younger.
Yeah, her character. Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think we talked about this earlier in that, you know, if this was, like, Goodfellas or The Departed, like,
yeah,
the king would have killed everybody on the King's Guard and would have brought in new guys. Like, yeah, all of you guys fucked up. Not the rat catchers, right? They were bought. Like, my most trusted dudes who are supposed to protect the Red Keep all screwed up. You're all dead. That's how I would have done it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I lost my throne years ago, so what do I know?
Yeah, and it's kind of like, you know, he knows how to work the corporate ladder.
Yeah.
He's attached himself to the right shooting star.
You had a great metaphor of how this eerily is similar to what was it?
To corporate America?
That's spot on, man. Like, sleeping, like, your way to the top, upward. Failing upwards, getting promoted to the next level of incompetency. And, like, the like few people who have, like, understanding and realization of how business works are just like, you know what, you can get the hell out of here, Otto Hightower.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, let me listen to this guy who, like, and his genius plan of to send the twin brother in, you know.
Granted, it almost worked.
Yeah, and it wasn't a bad plan, to be fair.
Yeah.
But it's also one of those things where, you know, like, you know, it's the whole TV and movie trope thing where, you know, so Eric, whatever the bad one is, he's outside of the room, then he goes in, and he's, like, walking slowly, and then, like, from 35 feet away, pulls out a sword, you know, and then the other brother comes in, like, just walk in, like, hey, queen, can I get that?
Yeah.
Like,
shank, 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 shank.
Like the prison movies where someone hangs a shank and hands it
just
off.
Just shiv it away, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's...
Also, like, she was about to go to sleep. You could have waited a few minutes.
Yeah.
You had the key to the back door.
Yeah.
You creep in when she's passed out, and then you just slit her throat while she's sleeping. But no, you got to walk in and be like, not say anything. And she's like, hey, what's going on? And he's like, oh, take out my sword. Like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Where's your little, like, homemade, like, shank knife?
Yeah. Like, this is Game of Thrones, right? They have crossbows, like, mini crossbows. Like, he could have pulled out a mini crossbow and just ended this thing.
Yeah. Sent a bolt right through her neck.
Or her chambermaid was going to get a draft of sleeping stuff from the maester. Yeah. Could have put a little Poppy, what was it?
Nightshade or something? What did they call the Game of Thrones? Or could have waited till she got up in the middle of the night and had to go to the bathroom and borrowed the freaking crossbow and Tyrion her, you know, right on the toilet.
Yeah, you could have pulled a Lannister on him and just killed her on the toilet. Yeah. Milk of the poppy. You could have milk of the poppy her. Nobody would have known. Nobody would have thought twice. Yeah.
No. So,
but that's what happens when you send. Dysentery. Yeah, that's what happens when you send a sword in instead of a scalpel. Right, guy's gonna go in blazing.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I'm with Otto Hightower on this one. I've grown to become much more sympathetic to his plight because he actually thinks he. Like, I think he is doing the best he can and has, for the most part, very little political motivation for himself. Now, yeah, he wants to keep his own position, but.
Who did we, when we were talking today outside of the our show, we related Otto Hightower to Tyrion Lannister as, like, they both had their own interests in mind, and that's kind of how it was framed. And then through different series of events, like, they seemingly are the only ones that kind of have the best, like, you know, kind
intentions.
Of intentions for the realm in their mind and for peace and how to manage all the politics of the different families, right? And I think, like, his stock has gone way up and Cole's has gone down. So, like, who are you like vibing on? Who do you think are the main, you know, barring predicting what we think is going to happen in the show this season, who are you like see trending up and trending down?
Sir Cole trending down, Hightower trending up. I think people are going to be shocked at how much Daemon trends up. Like, he's, like, down right now because he just basically had a baby killed. But the dude's about to go on a one-man, like, assault, like, war, and just start slaughtering people left and right. I think he's going after the Baratheons at Lucerys was killed. Yeah, Harrenhal, yeah. I think he's
about to go on a one-man set or no, yeah.
Yeah,
with some Colombian whites and
Australian reds and Colombian whites. As a side note to that, I am really digging Daemon's armor. Like, he's the only one that has that specific type armor, I think, where it's like the helmet is like super crafted to be like a dragon. That shit is sick.
Yeah, it just something. Matt Smith's a good actor, and so it's just like. Yeah. It's just he just looks the part, like even like, and Aemon is funny because he looks like Daemon and they're almost kind of like they're so alike in that they're way ahead of everybody else in like the game, but they're also driven by jealousy and you know, like their own interests too.
Yeah, very, very short tempered, very impulsive. But I think you could make a claim that either Daemon or got it right here. Yeah, Daemon or Aemon should be, if you're talking about generationally, like Daemon should be the king of that generation. Like, he's got all the makings of like a hard ass king, right? A war king.
Yeah.
And then so does, like, Aemon, except for him weirdly crying at the brothel to his, like, wet nurse in the fetal position. That was fucking weird.
Well, the dragon, you know, the dragon children, they're also, like, you know, I was thinking this oddly while I was watching that scene, how, like, it was the people that took refuge at Shroot Farms during the... Battle of Shroot Farms. the dandies and the
fancy boys. Yeah. Oh my god, that's great.
Life is hard here on Shroot Farms.
Yeah. it, you know, you just don't see like Damon doing that. Like, he's not emotional for the most part. Like, he's got anger, but you don't see like his like vulnerable side. Whereas, you know, Alicent went in to check on Aegon the second, right? Who's currently king. And the dude is just like bawling his eyes out. And she's like, I gotta go. See you later. No maternal instinct whatsoever. But that's so much going on with this show. I'm trying to remember everything.
We had, you know, kind of like the Varys of this show, the lady that Damon was fucking last season. And like, she's like the whisper, the
spider
red. The spider of the red,
red key.
And so she's playing, I mean, she's basically playing both sides to the highest, you know, who's bitter, but it seems like, you know, she's helping this season, starting to help, you know, Rhaenyra and Daemon. But
yeah, I think she ultimately saves Rhaenyra from getting killed because she recognizes Eric versus Eric, which I love that their names are both Eric.
And I think that's how, and then I think that's how, and ultimately, like, Eric kind of sent something, you know, another guy hiding behind the pole. But I think she comes back in and alerts him that we don't see on screen, right?
Yeah.
So,
so does that, you know, Rhaenyra doesn't trust her, but that probably buys her some trust. I got, I got a feeling she sticks around and like ultimately becomes like hand of the queen. Like, I think I her stock is about to just go through the roof.
She become, so she's another trending. I could see her being the hand by earning her way, her trust.
Like Danny, you know, Daenerys had her girl.
Melisandre.
Missandei, yeah. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Missandei. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I think her stock is about to go up. In terms of stock depreciating, Sir Cole, I think the guy who's got the foot fetish, I think his stock is... it's pretty low as it is. I don't think that's going to go much lower, but he's pretty crafty in the way that in Game of Thrones, where the guy turned the mountain into the zombie.
Yeah,
I think he's like that guy. Like, he's like crafty and like will play with evil magic long enough to stay alive. It'll probably be funny because he'll ultimately be like Littlefinger's like great grandfather or something like that.
Yeah, it's got to be. He reminds me of him, and like
100%.
Yeah. So,
yeah. But
so much stuff happened. So many things to come this season. It's exciting.
We're two episodes in, and there's what, 10 episodes?
Is there 10? No, there's two episodes in, and we've been in, or two episodes in, and it's like 2.5 hours. So,
Let's see. Eight episodes. So we're only a quarter of the way through this thing, or 20, fifth of the way through this thing. So it's going to be really interesting how much more there's going to be that comes out of this between, like, do we ultimately end up with the battle at the Great Eye where Damon and Aemon kill each other? Like, that's going to be massive. But I don't think we'll get there this season. It'll probably end there, and then we'll have to wait for next season. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I don't know if you have anything else you want to add to it.
No, I think it's just, you know, I don't think either of us were like too excited about it coming back. And then
pretty mid,
just watching the first episode and the theme music hits and you're like, we're back.
Pulls me in like White Lotus, you know, it gets bumping and I'm like, all right. I remember I'm here now. Wiener.
Wiener. I just think I was singing in the car this morning on the way to work. But
yeah, that's a regular car drive song. But
man,
there's so much going on. We'll be talking about this for at least the next 6 weeks, so it'll be really good. But if you got nothing else, man,
I'm good, my brother. Time to go to improv.
Yeah, you got improv. He's got to go earn some more credits to get to the next level. Maybe you can pretend like you're driving your Porsche to improv. Yeah.
Hello? I'll hold. All right, let's finish this up.
Yeah. And so you guys tune in next week for the next installment. We'll be talking House of the Dragon, the Bear. So we'll be talking to that, little by little. Tune in next week. Check out the podcast platforms. Check out the Instagram and the website, kickingandmedia.com.
And the new TikTok coming soon.
And the new talk coming. And then, as Hawk 2 likes to say,
well, we got to figure out how to Hawk 2 and spin on that thing. Yeah.